Rochester Town Board is now in session. We'd like to start with Pledge of Allegiance. Let's see, how about Roxanna? We haven't seen you in so long.
I've been around.
Not here.
I know, oh my God.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is the June 11th session of the Winchester Town Advisory Board. To my far right, I have...
I'm Ken Davey.
I'm Robert Weiss.
I'm John Delabose.
Roxanna Valadares.
Judy. Judy.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, dear. This first portion of the meeting is devoted to public comments by the general public about items that are on this agenda. There's no discussion or vote taken on these agenda items yet. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak later in the hearing when each item is presented. And if you want to speak to the board, please state your name and spell it for our secretary, Victoria, so that she gets it right. And at this portion, comments are by the general public, and they're listed at the end of the agenda, which after the items is when we'd address those. Those are limited to 3 minutes. And are there any comments at this time? Okay, we'll move forward with the approval of the minutes. I move to approve the minutes from May 28th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, next we have approval of the agenda for this evening for June 11th. I move to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, so now do we have any announcements of upcoming neighborhood activities, events, meetings?
Commissioners, they will be hosting a coffee and donuts with your commissioner this Thursday, June 13th at Parkdale Recreation and Senior Center, which is right behind Boulder Highway from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m.
Okay, I know where that is.
What's the name of the center?
Parkdale.
Okay. There's a community up there.
Yeah, there's a community center similar to Winchester. He will come back to reschedule the one he had rescheduled.
Yeah, for here. Sure, that's great. Well, thank you. Anything else? Okay, we'll move on to our agenda item for this evening. ET-19-400065, UC-0381-07, GVISH, LV Owner LLC, is a use permit, the sixth extension of time, to commence increased building height, waivers of development standards for the following: to reduce the 1-to-3 prescribed height setback ratio from an arterial street and reduce parking. We also have the design review for 2 extended stay hotel towers with kitchens in the rooms, including accessory, commercial, retail, restaurant, meeting rooms, and recreation areas on 1.7 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road, 207 feet south of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Is for possible action. Is the applicant or representative here?
Yes, Chris Kemper here on behalf of the owner and developer of the property. Even though it says it's a sixth extension of time, our particular client bought the property in July of 2017. When they bought the property, they fully intended and will intend, and will in fact build that second tower. It's been delayed for a couple of things. The most important of which is with the new LVCBA expansion that essentially surrounds them. They're not sure how they're going to design some of the features that they have in order to address that. They're concerned about view corridors, they're concerned about sound and what they can do to affect that sound. Speaking of sound, they were just notified by an airline that was paying them $100,000 a month to have their flight crew stay there, that they will no longer be staying there because of the noise from the convention authority construction is inappropriate, and has made it unsafe to leave with their pilots and fight for the state. So anybody who suggests, and all of us who've been involved in this have said from the beginning, this is going to have an impact. It has a significant impact on general being the development of our second tower. That being said, they're going to build it. They just need some time for this to be done so they can see for sure exactly how it can be designed to work with it and do the best they can. And again, this is only their second extension of time since they bought the property in July of 17.
Questions from the board? I have one question. When was Eric Siegel informed of that loss of business?
I just heard tonight.
You heard it tonight.
I just heard tonight. And I got the idea for a different reason.
Okay.
I have a question also. It says in here in the justification that the applicant is requesting a 3-year extension to commence and complete construction. Do that in 3 years?
No.
The application?
No, what it is the steps disinclined to give you much more. And so I would love it to say 3 years to commence, only because we're going to have to wait until the LBCBA is done. But we take what we can get, and staff offered 3 years to commence and complete, and we figured it will be under construction. By then, we'd have to come back to you and say, here's where we are in the construction phase. Can we please finish it off? But, you know, again, I didn't want to ask for too much. You know, kids get fed, moms get slaughtered. And I don't want to sit here and say, how about 3 years to commence when staff says commence and complete? But your question was a fair one, and my answer was an honest one, which we're not going to build it and complete it in 3 years, since we need to wait till the LBCBA is further along so that we can see how we exactly.
Well, that brings up another question. Is the Convention Visitor Authority, are they working on your property now?
They're working all around it, is the bottom line.
But it shouldn't affect anything going on building your property.
It doesn't affect the building itself. We're not exactly sure how their access points are going to work, how much truck traffic. If you remember from the design, they have truck traffic all around us. And so we want to see how that affects where we're going to ingress and egress, how the wall is. I haven't seen, you live out there. Have they even started the wall yet?
No, they haven't started the wall at all. All they've done is secured the property with less, with more opaque fencing so that you can't see everything from the street like you could before. They're using a hard, like a plywood-sided fence now, as opposed to a cyclone fence, which they had up before, which was adequate when they weren't building anything. But obviously, when you're building, that's not quite enough.
And we get the notice, and you guys, I'm sure, know the notices. They're now doing 24 hours, 7 days a week. Giving us notice of that more often than they ever did in the past.
Well, they're on a 24-hour, if I'm not mistaken, schedule from now until the foreseeable future, because they're having to get in, deal with the warmer season and the concrete pours and all that. So they're out there 24 hours a day. I mean, I see big plead lights outside of my home at Turnberry. Luckily, they're not shining up. But I mean, they're out there. I can see that there's activity on the site even at 1 in the morning. So.
Well, this project, and I think some of you may know that they're real, they're good people, they want to build, it's just they're not in a position to finalize any design until they see exactly how everything around them. And I'm not exaggerating, except for Paradise, everything's around them. Mm-hmm. They are on three different sides, they have LBCBA activities.
Are you able to communicate and work with their project manager to say, hey, can we figure out a way to work alongside each other concurrently? These are our plans, let's look at your plans and divvy up the space that we have to share.
That's a nice thought. The LBCBA, and we've got a little bit, but the LBCBA So we have to get this done, and we're going to get it done in our time frame. And, I'll propose that. Ken, I'll propose that. We'll see if there's something they can do. But,
well, I can understand their urgency, too. But you guys need to do something here. I mean, whether this is only the second extension for the summer, it's been six times to go through this board. Starting to get a little I don't see how the Convention Visitor Authority can put that much effect on your problem. I mean, ingress and egress things are all laid out in the plans, and all that should all be established already. And we don't have anyone who can plan it. So I'm a little skeptical, but that's it.
I'm passing on the conversation I had with them, that they're concerned that times might change. They're concerned that they might come back and try to make something a little higher, a little wider, a little deeper than they originally proposed, and that could affect how they position their particular second tower. Because their second tower is the tower to the south, and it's immediately adjacent to the loading docks.
Maybe what might be a good idea, riffing off of what Ken suggested, would be just to have Jim promote a little outreach to Terry Miller and Chris Kalua over at LBCBA. And if nothing else, just to kind of clarify what their position is and what their intentions are. And that way he can at least have some preliminary design meetings with some of his people and say, you know, here's kind of the way we're going. So knowing we just lost this contract that's worth $100,000 a month to us, what do you think we can do to make a hotel that is conducive to being stayed in by people who actually want to sleep? Of course, it won't be as bad once the LBCD is opening, I don't think, because I don't think there'll be as much loud noise like there is now. But there's still going to be trucks loading and unloading.
They've already told me they're going to hire acoustic experts to indicate what kind of design they're going to have to create inside the hotel, at what kind of level, in order to...
What type of insulation and baffling the sound. And the windows are going to be a primary area where sound is going to enter. So they got to be careful on that. But I think if you wouldn't mind suggesting to them that they do something... Proactive, I think that would help a lot. Do we agree on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this has been in the pipeline for a decade now. And
if we were the same owner, I wouldn't have that.
Right.
I wouldn't be standing the same. It was only our sixth extension.
Really? You want to see us again, don't you? Okay, well, with that, do we have any more discussion on this, either from the audience or members of the board? Mr. Buller, you're here.
How tall is this tower?
33 stories.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact footage. It's 33 floors, but I'm not sure. Let's see, building height 400 feet. 32 stories at 400. Tallest portion will be 400 feet tall.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And the current hotel, I guess, is like 297 or 296, something like that. So it's 10 stories more, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Anyone else?
Do we want to ask them to make an effort to communicate with the LBCA group and come back in 6 months and at least see if we can
share with us what they might have been able to learn?
Break ground before 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's a very good idea. It doesn't hurt to help to encourage people to be proactive. That's the word. Yeah, I don't want to use it again, but it's a good word.
You can go for approval with that condition.
Okay, why don't we do that? Why don't we approve it as proposed by the county, but with a 6-month return from a member of your company, or G and Gavish as well, if that helps. We wouldn't mind seeing maybe one of their people. And just kind of let us know what their thoughts are and where they see themselves in this process, so we can kind of feel like whether or not we're going to have issues with justifying things that we do in the future. Because we want to be welcoming to them. You know, there's no reason not to, but we also have to consider our own.
Just for clarification, you're approving it for 6 months, then to have them come back.
We're approving it as proposed with a 6 month
status
report. Thank you. Yeah, with a status report. That way we can kind of keep tacit watch on it.
So the additional requirement is to have approved for staff recommendation, but another request to
A layer of
applicant to provide a status report 6 months.
Status update, yeah.
Discussions with the LLC.
Yeah. Pursuant to discussions, right, that would be perfect. Let's do that. Okay, I move to do that. I'll make a motion that we accept the items as approved by the Planning Commission with the addendum of a 6 month return for a status report on this project, so we can kind of get a handle on what's going on. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Chris, for coming. Okay. So, let's see what we've got here. Do we have any other general business from anyone? Okay. Any comments from the general public? This is the time when you can talk about matters relevant to anything in this jurisdiction that you may have encountered or come up against or have questions about. Okay, well, hearing that there is none, I move that we adjourn the meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, and the next meeting will be the 25th of June. 25th of June. And we'll now adjourn.
Great.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.